Proclamation number 7809, dated the January 27th, 1961. Selfless vineyard work. And you are given the task to spread my word, which is conveyed to you from above by me. I truly want to smooth the way for you. I want to help you take my word wherever people hunger and thirst for it. For I know whose heart will not reject my word when it is offered to them. And thus you only ever do the work which you are capable of doing, and should know that I myself will arrange everything else that serves the distribution of my word. For this much is certain, I do not convey my word to earth without purpose, even if it occasionally seems to you that the spiritual information does not fulfill any real purpose. You should only patiently and with perseverance cooperate and carry out the work which is to be done by people, because I cannot affect all people directly and therefore need you to serve me as mediators. For not all people would allow me to have a direct effect on them, and yet they, too, shall receive my word in order to enable their soul's maturity. And time and again opportunities will arise when my remarkable work with you can be mentioned. There will be receptive hearts who recognize that it is an extraordinary gift of grace and gratefully offer to assist in my vineyard, and whose willingness to help is gladly accepted by me. For only love will achieve spiritual success. Therefore don't believe that you can attain such where this love is missing. Don't believe that I will give my blessing for an undertaking that clearly betrays the spirit of worldly interests. My word shall speak to the heart, and I can truly find other ways than the way people in the midst of the world want to take. For they are not interested in my word, they are still worldly minded, and therefore they will not contribute towards the spreading of my word, which shall have a liberating effect from the world. The human hearts which shall accept my word must have conquered the world already, just as my fellow workers on earth must have overcome the world in order to be able to work for the benefit of their fellow human beings. Thus worldly-minded people cannot be accepted as laborers in my vineyard, for they will never work in accordance with my will but pursue their own interests, since they are driven to do so by the Lord of the world, to whom they still belong. But I have enough means and ways to achieve my objective even without such assistance. Love always has to be part of it if success is to be achieved, and love will also recognize my word as an invaluable gift of grace and therefore also support it. And thus you will also recognize your true fellow workers who gladly offer their help, and you will not hesitate to accept their help. And you will also know that my blessing only rests on your work when all of you carry it out with love and don't expect any worldly benefits from it. For as you receive it, you shall also pass it on. As my love has an effect on you, your love, too, should have an effect on your fellow human being. And this happens when my word is unselfishly distributed, which is conveyed to you from above and, as the most valuable gift of grace, shall impart help and strength to people in their spiritual adversity during the last days, so that they will endure until the end. Amen.